You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I praise you today. God, thank you for another day. You are so good to us. Lord, we worship you today through studying your word. We worship you for listening for your voice and keeping your commandments and doing what you instruct us to do. Speak to us through your word where we know that you speak. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Again, I thank you for taking the time to join me. We are knee-deep in a study in Revelation. We're looking at a fantastic study. We're looking at an awesome portion of scripture here, Revelation chapter 9. We've been going through these trumpets. We've seen an angel descend out of the bottomless pit, or actually descend from heaven with the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit, and he opens it up, and these horrendous, what it says, they look like locusts come out. And we believe that this is demons here released from the bottomless pit that are sent out to hurt and harm all those that do not have the seal of God on them. And the great news for you and I is that you and I are sealed. We have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, and that they can't touch us. These demons cannot harm us. As a matter of fact, no demon can harm you, friend. If your name is written in the book of life, no demon can harm you. No demon can take up residence inside of you. You've got the Spirit of the living God inside of you. Now, that's where we're going to pick it up here in a minute. Again, I just wanted to remind everyone out here, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church on Sunday morning at 10:30. We're looking this week at the grace of God. My sermon's taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, where it says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Last week, we looked at the fear of God and how we ought to all fear God. It's written all throughout the pages of Scripture. Well, any week you look at the fear of God, you have to look at what's equally as important, and that is the grace of God. Where would we be without the grace of God? Think about that. Jeremiah wrote in Lamentations chapter 3, "It is by the mercies of God that we are not consumed. Your compassions, they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." Where would we be without the grace of God? For it's by grace are you saved. That's what we're looking at Sunday morning. The place, Island Community Church. The location, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and the time is 10:30. In the meantime, Revelation chapter 9, verse 18, it says, "By these three plagues, the third of mankind was killed, from the fire and the smoke and the brimstone proceeding out of their mouths. The power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent from the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and of wood, which neither are able to see, nor to hear, nor to walk. Now, in our last program, we were looking at an army the size of 200 million men. And all of this happened at the sounding of this trumpet here. These four angels were released that are bound at the river Euphrates, and they were released to kill a third of mankind. And what they're going to do is put it in the hearts of this army here. And we see the description of the horses in verse 17. I didn't start there, where it says, I saw the horses in the vision and those that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued forth fire and smoke and brimstone. Now, verse 18 says, by these three were a third part of men killed by the fire, smoke, and the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. So that's this judgment here. That's what we're seeing here. Interesting here. Now, it says in verse 20, it says the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, that is the other two-thirds that weren't killed. It says here in verse 20, it says the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, that's the other two-thirds that weren't killed, they did not repent from the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols, that is their stuff, idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and of wood, which are not able to see, nor hear, nor walk. Now, verse 21 says this, they did not repent of their murders, nor of their, now I've translated the next word, drugs, nor of their sexual immorality, nor of their thefts. Now, the King James Version, it says, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries. But the Greek word here for sorcery is the word pharmakia. Naturally, our word pharmacy comes from, I think, this is a prophetic look from 2,000 years ago when it was recorded of the state of the world at the time of the Lord Jesus' return. This is a prophetic look that people are going to be heavily involved in drugs at the end of the age, and they'll be unwilling to repent from them. Not sorceries. I don't think this is people standing around a cauldron with Eye of Newt and boiled frog's legs. These are people that won't repent of the drugs that they're doing. Greek word, pharmakia, not sorcery in this case, though the word has meant that. This is a prophetic look at the state of the world right before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. People are going to be involved in drugs, and they're not going to be willing to turn from them. And it says here again, verse 21, they did not repent of their murders, nor of their drugs, nor of their sexual immorality, nor of their thefts. Now, this was one of the greatest revelations the Lord's ever given me personally, and it's this. People do not repent of these things because they can't. They can't repent. It's already too late for them. They can't repent of these things. The people refuse to repent because they can't repent. They're no longer convicted by the Holy Spirit, and they don't believe that they're doing anything wrong. They believe everybody else is wrong. Have you ever met anybody like that? Abortion supporters, homosexuals, people that think that what they do is fine. They don't give a rip about it. They're not convicted. You see, your conscience is a gift from the Holy Spirit. God uses your conscience to convict you of sin. And the time is coming, it says in Romans chapter 1, it says God's going to give them up to do the things that are not fitting. Men with men committing what is unseemly. Women with women. See, the time is coming when God is going to quit convicting people of sin. And this is where we're looking at here, Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. They did not repent of their murders, nor of their drugs, nor of their sexual immorality. Why don't they repent? Because they can't. It's too late for them. It's too late to repent. The time is coming where it's going to be too late to repent of sin. When the Holy Spirit stops convicting you. Oh, friend, don't let this moment go by right now. All you and the sound of my voice right now. If the Lord is convicting you of sin, if you've been involved in a lifestyle of sin, no matter what it may be, I'm here to tell you today, Paul Esposito tells you, you will not always be convicted of sin if you refuse to repent. The time is coming where you won't be convicted anymore if you refuse to repent. And the Holy Spirit will stop knocking at your door and stop convicting you. Paul talked about people at the end of the age. It says that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says in the Holy Spirit explicitly says, in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Then it says, those who have their consciences seared with a hot iron. Don't say no to the Lord. If you are living a sinful lifestyle, the time is now to repent. These times of ignorance, the Bible says, God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. And that time is now. Repent now while you still can be convicted of these things, while you still are convicted. Because those at the end of the age won't be convicted anymore. And if you're not convicted, then you won't repent. And if you won't repent, then you won't be forgiven. We're about out of time here for today. That's about going to wrap up here, chapter 9. It's a staggering thing. People don't repent of their murders, nor of their drugs, nor of their sexual immorality, nor of their thefts. And people don't repent at the end of the age because people can't repent at the end of the age because they're not convicted anymore. Remember, when you're convicted of sin, it's because God loves you. You're convicted by the Holy Spirit, and He uses what's known inside of you as a conscience to do that. But the time is coming where Paul said our consciences will be seared with a hot iron, not mine. I choose to turn and repent of the sins that I commit, and I commit them daily, and I'm daily in need of forgiveness. And I know that you are too. Turn, repent of sin today. The time is coming where you're not going to have that luxury anymore of repenting of sin. Okay, we're about out of time here for today. We're going to pick it up here, and we'll pick it up in our program. Actually, in our next program in Revelation, we'll pick it up in chapter 10. Now, coming up on the radio next week, you'll be hearing something I preached a couple of weeks ago at Island Community Church entitled Skin for Skin. So God bless everyone. I remind you, too, to check out our website, wgodontheair.net. That's one of them. My Bible translation, which I use to teach this, majoritytext.com, where you also can purchase one of these New Testaments that I use. Again, that's majoritytext.com. You'll find us on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Likewise, Facebook as well, the same thing, WGOD Radio. These programs are uploaded there each and every time that they're recorded. And I invite you to continue this study here with us. This is an awesome study through the book of Revelation. God's really been speaking each and every day. So again, thank you for tuning us in here today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGOD On The Air.